After a disappointing loss to the Bulldogs, Port are back up for a huge home clash with GWS. They'll get a big crowd there. Twilight Saturday, looking forward to that. Our special guest, Cam O'Shea, brought to you by the new Port Adelaide Footy Club Visa debit card. It's powered by Beyond Bank. My team, my car. Cam, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
It was a disappointing loss, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very disappointing on the weekend. There's not much to say, really. It was just one of those days, and the Bulldogs definitely outworked us, and we're bitterly disappointed and ready to make amends this weekend.
Well, it was a strange one because your first 10 minutes was outstanding, and you put three goals on the board. Justin Westhoff had a shot to put you four in front, and then it almost after that it just turned. Were you able to, in your review, put any type of reasoning behind that?
No, we did look at the first 10 minutes and just really showed what we can produce against good sides. But, they did throw everything at us and we just weren't able to withstand that pressure. And, as I said, we were really disappointed about that.
How hard was it to hear your coach say the team crumbled?
It was definitely a kick in the guts. And all the boys are ready to make amends this week, and that really started at training this morning, and we're ready to go.
How's he been this week, Ken? We got him live in the studio tomorrow. Do we have to have the kid gloves on with him, or is he... Because he gets back... You all have that 24-hour rule. Back on the horse, back positive, yep. Have a crack.
Ken, he was really positive today. Excellent. And we really want to get something out of the rest of the season, and there's no point walking around with our heads down. That's not going to get us anywhere, so... It's been pretty positive around the place.
Just noted from training today, Travis Boak didn't train and Chad Wingard did the warm-up and then left early. Are those guys going to be okay?
Yeah, I'd say they're both right. I mean, I think Boakie just didn't want to get out of bed this morning. It's pretty cold. So,
the captain's card, yeah. Did he play that, did he?
Yeah. Are you allowed to train with beanies and scarves and leggings and all of that? Or?
You can wear the skins, but yeah. No one's game enough to wear the beanie out there at the moment.
No beanies?
Yeah, no one's brought that one out yet. So
you're allowed to have top knots and tie backs and all that, you can't wear beanies, please.
None of them anymore, I don't think. Yeah. Apart from Youngie.
Are you all still sitting there going, how the hell did that season unfold missing the eight?
We'll sit down at the end of the year and probably reflect on it a bit more. But at this stage, there's still four games to go, and we want to get something out of them.
Mm. If you had one word to sum the year up, what would it be?
Oh, can't really sum it up in one.
No.
But
mine would be just frustrating. All those, and all of us got swept up with you, Cam, and we were included. Bix had you in a grand final. I had you win it. I had you down the bloody main street holding that cup up. So it's just frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Frustrating.
And it's a bit like you've had a couple of false starts as well. You build some momentum and then you just lose a game that you generally should. Just looking, you talk about the last 4 weeks. We had a discussion yesterday about what is it that you actually want to try and get out of it, how you're going to approach it. Can you just enlighten us with the discussion that's going on about what you're trying to do for the last month?
Yeah, the last 4 weeks we just want to play with real aggression and passion and show our supporters that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And obviously we're not going to play finals this year, but just to really get ready for next year and have some confidence going into a big pre-season.
I know whenever we missed out in finals, Bix, the coaches would say, well, you want to hit pre-season in good form with good confidence and then roll into pre-season. Is that a similar message that they give nowadays?
Or? Yeah, it is. And we just want to play tough and aggressive and just get back to how we were playing last year and, just having another really good pre-season and build some confidence.
How frustrating's the year been for you, Cam? Six games this year. You've got all the weapons to be an absolute super AFL player. How's the year been and unfolded for you?
Yeah, it's probably, as you summed up before, a little bit frustrating. Yeah. But, it was just probably my confidence and just finding form and... it's just a bit up and down, but it's good to be back in the team now.
Excellent.
It's an interesting one because you played the last 10 games last year, including the three finals, and you're in really good shape, but then couldn't get back into the side until round 7 this year. What happened, I guess, during the pre-season? Did you have an interrupted one, or how did it go, or was it just a matter of form issue?
It was probably more of a form issue. I mean, I did have a little surgery, but I can't really make excuses, so I'd put it down to my own form.
What is your best position?
Probably a bit half back and a bit on the wing. So I do like to get running and use my defensive running as probably one of my weapons.
What about standing guys like Eddie Betts? Because you can stand the smallies and the tallies, can't you? You're very versatile.
Yeah, I mean, they're all tough, but Eddie's probably one of the tough ones. He's a great player.
Just casting our eyes forward now, you got GWS this week. Their coach is out of the Hawthorn stock, like Luke Beveridge last week. So they're going to play a similar style. They have great pace and great spread. What will be the theme, do you think, in terms of what you're going out there to try and do?
Obviously they've got a really strong midfield and a lot of good young players. Mm. So obviously it's going to be a big task for our midfield to get going. And, we just want to play the game on our terms and really get running and, use our weapons.
What are the midfield guys saying to you? Your numbers aren't anywhere near as good as they were last year. Is that the area that's let you down the most? I know you're going to say there's the team defence, the forwards, the backs. If you have a look at all the key stats, they're down slightly. But the midfield, how have you seen their performance this year? That's the engine room. That's who wins and loses games.
I know the midfield. They're really disappointed with their performance. But as you said, it's a team game and it comes down to all the lines. So, I'm sure they'll make amends this week.
We threw it out to our listeners yesterday. What do you want to see happen for the rest of the year? I said to Bix, I'd like to see Chad Wingard up in the midfield. Load him up. What do you reckon? Because he has had an enormous season.
Yeah, he has. But he's been enormous down forward. So, we don't know if Kenny will want to put him up in the midfield.
Well,
when he's
Peter
kicking.
Will pay Paul. What's his motor like? Has he got a good motor? Could he one day end up through the midfield?
Yeah, he does. He does have a good motor on game day, but you wouldn't want to ask him that in pre-season.
Well, Chaddy. Yeah, Cam,
you can sense that.
Now, Cam, we want to have a bit of fun. We have a thing what we call the Fast Five. Now, we've got a special intro made and everything for it from the voice of football.
Whoa.
Are you happy to take part?
Yep.
Here we go.
Happy. Okay, play the intro.
5AA, Fast Five.
Hey?
Well, there you go. That's very
short,
professional.
Short, sharp, and shiny.
Here we go. Who is your tightest teammate?
Ollie Wines.
Ollie Wines. You love your tattoos. Which teammate has got a nightmare tattoo?
Matthew White.
What is it?
He's got the flame.
And on his ankles.
On his heels.
He's got a little wizard from Where's Wally sitting
on his hip. Doesn't Tommy Logan have a sailing ship on his stomach?
Yeah, Tommy's got
that. That's a stinker. Cam, that is a stinker.
Which one of your teammates spends the longest time in front of the mirror?
Sam Colquhoun.
Who's a mummy's boy?
Ollie.
And after footy, what will you be doing?
Looking for a job somewhere, I'm not sure.
Let's hope that's not for a while yet.
You said mummy's boy. Ollie, has he gone home?
Yeah, Ollie's back to Echuca, so he had the surgery last week and ducked back off to Echuca for a week or so and then he'll be back into his rehab.
Now, I know you live with him. The reason he's had to go to Echuca, you refused to make his bed, do the ironing, lift up all the dishes, wash the dishes. He's got a bunk shoulder, Cam. Yeah, you had that. Look after the lad.
Oh, I need to keep him on his toes, mate.
Hey, we saw him. He got door stopped as he came out of the hospital just after surgery. Yeah. He seemed a little bit groggy. Was he a bit groggy when he got home?
Yeah, I don't think he really remembers that too much.
He
said he was still a bit dazed.
Well, Cam, have a ripping game, mate. There's four games left. There's a lot of you can salvage a lot from the season. You're one that certainly can. We think you belong there. We love your versatility, the way you go about your footy. Mate, all the best, and thanks for dropping in. Fantastic.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great
Appreciate
work.
It.
And that poncho you're wearing looks really good. He had a what did you have yesterday? A corduroy brown?
That was on Monday, but look, nothing wrong. This is the thing. You're a little bit challenged by anyone who wears anything different, Stephen. So, and to look at what I'm looking at right now, you should never give him the fashion advice. Okay.
Cam, great work, mate. Well done. And we want a huge crowd, Bix and Cam, for this weekend. It's 4:05, Twilight, Adelaide Oval. First caller through now, 8223-0055. We've got a double, Port take on GWS. This will be a cracking game. Saturday Twilight, first caller through now, 8223-0055 gets a double, Port GWS.
Brought to you by the new Port Adelaide Club Visa debit card powered by Beyond Bank. My team, my card.